From the WLRN Miami Herald Tallahassee Bureau, I'm Gina Jordan. State and federal investigators are looking into infant deaths at St. Mary's Medical Center in West Palm Beach. The babies died following heart surgery. CNN was the first media outlet to call attention to the deaths. By CNN's count, 9 infants have died in the nearly 4 years since the hospital began its pediatric cardiovascular program. The network reported that the death rate for infant cardiac surgery there is 3 times higher than the national average. St. Mary's disputes those findings, and so does the state. But 2 things are certain. First, pediatric cardiologists associated with the Department of Health's Children's Medical Services have expressed their concerns about St. Mary's. And second, it turns out the state doesn't seem to be able to do much about it. Margie Menzel with the News Service of Florida has been following this story. Margie, what do these doctors say is wrong with the program?
Well, the main thing they say is that the hospital isn't performing enough of these very specialized, complex heart surgeries on infants to get really good at it. Most respected programs have at least 100 cases a year where they operate. St. Mary's has a fraction of that. And so the doctors affiliated with Children's Medical Services last year told the Department of Health they didn't think St. Mary's should be operating on infants under 6 months old. Children's Medical Services is designed to serve children and their families who have severe and chronic illnesses. It's the Department of Health that oversees the standard of care, but the department does not have the legal authority to make the hospital accept site visits or peer reviews from pediatric cardiologists.
The Agency for Healthcare Administration very much disagrees with CNN's reporting. What is the agency saying?
They accuse CNN of sensationalized reporting that failed to include information ACCA had provided about its dealings with St. Mary's. ACCA Secretary Liz Dudek said in a statement that ACCA had conducted 5 site visits at St. Mary's over the last 6 months and that they would hold the hospital accountable to its patients.
But can the state do anything about the issues at St. Mary's?
Well, they would have to change the law. The pediatric cardiologists who visited St. Mary's last year, what they would like to see is for the state to return to having in state law that you conduct site visits and peer reviews of programs that are serving Florida children. So in April 2014, the doctors gave the St. Mary's program a negative review. St. Mary's says it has made some changes based on that information, but because there's no legal authority that the state has to make those changes binding, the doctors say going forward, they'd like the law changed. The state could then say, well, you have to have a certain volume of cases and require St. Mary's or any hospital to do that.
Are there any repercussions for St. Mary's at this point surrounding the deaths?
I asked a hospital spokesman that, and he said they can't discuss it because of pending investigations. It's true that the Department of Health does not have the legal authority to, for instance, put the St. Mary's Pediatric Heart Surgery Program on some sort of probationary status. But I did talk to the former director of CMS, Phyllis Sloyer, who told me that during her tenure, the program did have occasion to issue warnings to a couple of providers, but they would voluntarily comply. That was part of the culture. And one of the pediatric cardiologists that I talked to said, when we complain to the state, they just tell us, you guys are trying to protect your own programs.
So St. Mary says it has made changes since that negative review last year. What is it doing differently now?
The hospital says it's not going to do any more of these surgeries on an elective basis with small infants until they complete what they're calling a comprehensive review, which is instituted in part because they recognize they have to regain the community's trust after some of the coverage that has occurred.
That was Margie Menzel with the News Service of Florida. From the WLRN Miami Herald Tallahassee Bureau, I'm Gina Jordan.